We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week.
This is Hussein Khalili from occupied Palestine. Never support for last week. The occupation forces and border police has strong military presence in the city of Nablus today with tanks. ABC's armed personnel carrier, Hamas jeeps and Apache helicopter. This instead many confrontations between the armed forces and stone throwing U.S. where 48 Palestinian civilians were injured. The armed forces used live bullets, rubber bullets, and tear gas. Many families' homes and office buildings in the center of the city and the Askar Balata refugee camps were occupied by the army, holding families, including women and children, and office workers hostages. At 6:30 a.m., an ABC and two jeeps parked at the east side of Balata refugee camp, the end of Market Street, the main street, which is heavy populated the civilian area. They were randomly beeping their horns, sounding sirens and shooting live around while there was very little local presence in the street. This continued for 2 hours. On the 4th of June, Balata refugee camp, following the 13 hours of occupation forces and crashing the day before, today, the IOF have had a constant presence in the camp since 6:30 a.m. this morning. Tank ABC, armed personal carrier chiefs, Hammer and Bulldozer have been driving around the camp, barking for some time and then driving deeper into the camp. At 6:30 a.m., an ABC and two chiefs parked at the street side of the east side of the camp. At the end of the Market Street, and towards the street they're making roadblock in the main street. In the 5th of June, at 6:30, Bulldozer armed personal carrier entered the camp and blocked the road in the camp. Six roadblocks were put in different streets in the camp. The Israeli forces blocked the main street in Nablus, which the main street between the east and the west side of the city. A huge roadblock have been put in this area. Demonstration of the 5th of June. The Israeli occupation forces threw tear gas at peaceful demonstration today at Hawara checkpoint outside Nablus. The demonstration primarily comprised of representatives from medical, educational, legal, journalists, civil, and human rights organizations from Nablus, along with internationals from the International Solidarity Movement. Several local and international peaceful demonstrators were taken away for medical treatment. The 5th of June marks the 36th anniversary of the Israeli reoccupation of the West Bank and Gaza in 1967. The peaceful demonstration in Nablus was the primary demonstration in the occupied Palestinian territories on the Global Day of Action, which sees demonstrations all across the world, including London, New York, Jerusalem, Sweden, Canada, Dublin. The day of the action was called to protest desolating violence against the Palestinian community and international human rights workers in the occupied Palestinian territories. It called for protection for Palestinian civilians and internationals. The demonstration of approximately 250 demonstrators marched 500 meters from the end of Jerusalem Street to Hawara checkpoint, where they stopped at the Nablus side of the checkpoint. At that point, the Israeli occupation forces shot tear gas into a peaceful demonstration, which consisted of many women and children who were also affected by tear gas. There was a response from the peaceful demonstrator expect to retreat 30 meters to a safer distance to continue their peaceful demonstration, which continued for an additional 20 minutes. In the recent months, volunteers with the international solidarity movement have been arrested, deported, seriously injured, and murdered. The Israeli government has also seriously connected the international solidarity movement with terrorist organizations. The Israeli government has had to retract some of these accusations because they are unfounded. Today, demonstration is proof of the international solidarity movement's commitment to the support of Palestinian nonviolent direct action resistant to the illegal Israeli occupation of the occupied Palestinian territories. Now we have Walid from Balota Culture Center. We'll have a meeting with Walid.
I'm talking here from Balota camp. I'm in Yafi Cultural Center. It is a center in Balota camp near Nablus City. Here we are taking care of all kinds of people in the car in the camp, and also we doing many activities in the camp, especially for kids. I want to talk about what's happening here in the camp during last 3 days until now. We saw in the news about there is negotiations about the roadmap, but we heard something in the news and we saw another in the ground, because on the first day we heard that there is facilities on to make facilities on the checkpoints and to remove the suffering from Palestinians, but we saw on the ground another thing. They put more and more suffering and more closure, especially inside the camp. They closed the gates of the camp, all the gates, with a mountain of sand and the military jeeps. They standing in front of the gates and starting shooting against the kids by rubber bullets. They called it rubber bullets, but it is not rubber. They were 50 kids injured, 50 kids injured in the camp, and a lot of tear gases they bombed every place of the camp. They started with the bulldozers to close the gates of the camp with this sands, mountains of sands, to prevent any cars to move out and in. And also, they continue shooting and against the kids which was throwing the stones against the military jeep. I hope the world will make sure and they talk about this and look carefully. What is going on the ground here? Because we don't see any reactions from the international media about the Israelis and what they do on the ground. The most important thing which I'm concerning to talk about, it is to release the pressure of the people inside the camp. These things, or this pressure which cumulative by the Israelis violence against them and the direct touch between them and the people in the camp. I don't know why they came to the camp during the daytime or at night and what they do. Because they're talking always about there is terrorists from the camp, but anyone who lives under this situation with this hard pressure against the people, against the Palestinians, there must be a reaction about that. They call this reaction as a violence, terrorist, and such as what they call this. But I think the first cause of this, or the main cause of this, is the Israeli themselves. I hope we can do our best to release this pressure from the people to try to get them into a real life as the other people live in everywhere in the world. I hope to see a real peace on the ground here. That's it all to talk about now, and thank you.
We were hearing Waleed from Yafa Cultural Center in Balata. We're talking about his life and his foundation, the foundation he worked for in Balata Refugee Camp. This is Hussein Khalili from Occupied Palestine.